Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go. Honey head, my oh my, am I thankful to be chatting with you today. Listen, friend, if you have been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that I'm in the process of writing my first book with two incredibly talented human beings. But reality is, I've never done this before. This is always something that I have wanted to do, I have dreamed of doing, but the actual doing it part is really freaking hard. And lately, in my writing process, I have been having a really hard time. I've been really overwhelmed. I have been burnt out, and I have really been struggling to bring the level of work that I want to bring to a project like this. And today, when I sat down to record this episode for you, I was going to talk about something completely different. I had planned out my episode like I normally do, and I sat down and I was like, oh my God, I can't even put words together. I can't think. I don't know what to, it was like this decision paralysis meets fatigue meets overwhelm. And I sat there in my office for a good 20 minutes, racking my brain after I had already planned the episode out, right? And I immediately go downstairs to my fiance and I say, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm tired. And I feel like I've never done this before. I feel like I haven't spent the last 2 years sitting down to talk to the other person on the other side of this podcast. Like, I haven't done that before. Why does it all feel foreign to me right now? And what my fiance told me was what I really needed to hear and what I think you probably need to hear too. He was like, well, babe, you have two options. You can give up or you can give in. I was like, well, damn. Okay. You're not wrong. I can give up. I can end the Kind Mind Project. I can walk away from this book. Or I can give in to this season, to this stage. This overwhelm is something that I know is not going to last forever. This crunch time of a season is not going to last forever. I know that. But in the moment, when you're surrounded by it and you've put so much pressure on yourself to make it perfect, to make it good, to make it live up to the expectation that you set ages ago for yourself, giving in is a hell of a lot harder. My friend, I hope you know that myself, as a person, I do not give up easily. So the moment he said that, I was like, well, I know what my answer is. I'm not the one that gives up. I'm not the one that walks away without a pretty damn good fight. So what I knew in that moment was that I had to step away momentarily. I was forcing something to happen or something to come out of me, and my body was just screaming like, no, you can't force this. And you know you can't force this because your own expectations, your own desires for what the result will be, you know you can't give that right now. You know that that's not the result you're going to have if you force this to happen. So no, I knew I wasn't giving up. But I did have to give myself a minute. And I did. Listen, friend, I have been pouring my heart and soul into this manuscript in a way that I have never done before. And that's also taken a lot out of me. I did not realize how much of an emotional experience this would be for me. That's, you know, one way of me knowing that it feels good to get it out there in that quality, but also it takes a lot out of me, and I haven't been recharging the way that I should. So I knew that I needed to step away. So I took 20 minutes. 20 minutes to step away and recharge. I knew that I hadn't been fueling my body in the way that I needed to. I knew that I have not been sleeping very well because I am so anxious about the product that I am going to bring to the table, right? I know that. All of these things that I, in a typical season of life, do pretty okay. But right now I wasn't. So I needed to slow the hell down. I needed to get back to those things so that I had the fuel that I needed to do what I needed. And usually, I hate to say it, but usually that would feel like giving up to me. The project wasn't finished yet. The task wasn't finished yet. That would feel like giving up to me. But I wasn't giving up. I was walking away and refueling. I went and got myself a damn snack and sat down to really get my head right again. This is the first time in a long time that I've had to be a little bit brutal with myself. And you may notice that today I get a little bit brutal with you. Because I want you to know this first and foremost. Okay, when you are in a season of life that is asking for a lot of your brain power, maybe it's a season that's asking a lot of you physically, mentally, whatever it is, whatever that season is, when it's asking a lot out of you, that also means that it's asking for you to get back to you. A hell of a lot more than you would have to in a typical season of life. It's just not going to work. You can't run on empty. You can't give and give and give and put out and put out and put out until you're exhausted and can't produce anymore, right? This is a cyclical experience. It's not one-sided here. This season of life is going to ask for you to give and refuel and give and refuel so that it's sustainable, so that it's possible. You know that I'm never going to tell you that something is impossible, but I can tell you that if you're not refueling in that process, whatever it is, it's going to be a hell of a lot more difficult. The other thing that I really had to drill into my head was that forcing this process, one, I would know it. Based on the final product, I would know it. Two, you would know it if I forced it out of me. Right? You would read that in my book and say, you know what? I know Emily. She can do better than this. This doesn't feel genuine. Right? That's not the kind of party we're having over here. I would know it. You would know it. And I also had to drill into my head that forcing the process is going to make the process take longer. It is. It's going to make the process take longer. In the long run. Anyway, so I had to give in to the damn process. If that means you need to step away for a little bit, step away. If that means that you need to go take a walk outside so you can crank out that chapter, do that. But sitting down and staring at a screen is not going to do it for you. Give in to the process and what it's asking of you. But maybe you're not working on some project right now. Maybe that doesn't really apply to you. You're like, I can't really relate to this one. Dude, I hear you. Okay, I hear you. However, you pressed play on this. Right? You pressed play on this. Right? A personal growth related podcast. So if I know that you're working on anything, I know you're working on you. I know that the process of working on you is hard as hell. And if you force it to happen, are you actually going to see the maximum benefit of personal growth? No. You know that. You're a smart woman. You know that. Forcing the growth to happen is not genuine growth. The process itself asks you, begs you, to be genuine. To give in to all of the uncomfortable and difficult things that growth requires of you. It's funny because you hear people talk all the time about personal growth not being sexy. Or it being glamorized in some way. It's not cute. I'm not afraid to say that. It's not cute. Some nights it looks like a grout fit until 2 a.m. fighting with words that I can't seem to string together. Right? Other days it feels great. But that growth process is a roller coaster. So we have to give in to it. There are going to be some times where you're on that first hill of the Millennium Force, right? And you're going up the hill and you hear the clicks of the roller coaster taking you up there. And it takes a lot of effort. But then there are going to be other seasons where you reach the top and you get to turn off some of that effort and let the gravity take you. Let that hard work take you. Let that effort take you into the next one. It's this wild roller coaster that we don't get to decide what the process or where the process looks like. Right? We don't get to decide that. We have two options. We can give up or we can give in. Notice how I didn't say give in the way that I want to give right now. I wish we could do exactly that, and I suppose we can, but is that going to get us a result that we're looking for? No. Absolutely not. My fiancé said something else, so that really stuck with me. He said, you know, if this whole process wasn't challenging, it wouldn't be satisfying to you. You probably wouldn't want to do it in the first place. And the second he said that, I was like, you know what? You're probably right. If this was easy, I wouldn't want to be doing it. And I imagine someone like you that decided to press play on this, you relate to that. Right? If the process was easy, would it be satisfying? No. Would it be something that you are pushing towards? No. Right? Yes, this season or this ask of you right now may be feeling really overwhelming. You may be feeling like you're pulled in 5 million different directions or that this mountain is too damn high for you to climb. But I want you to look at those two options you have. And I want you to look at what the end result is, right? Maybe it's working through a rough patch in a marriage or seeing through a really difficult interview process, right? Maybe it's the process of becoming a parent. Whatever that is, I want you to look at your two options. Are you going to give up on that? Whatever that result is, because it's difficult, because it's challenging, are you going to give in to the process? Genuinely, honestly, give in to the process. Let yourself fall flat on your damn face and learn from the fall, right? That whole idea of falling forward, that's exactly what I am now making a vow to do in this process. I'm going to take you along every step of the damn way and try to be as honest as I can be, right? To hopefully show you that the overwhelm and the challenge and the long hours and the difficult conversations and all of that is still getting you the result that you're looking for. Because sure, if you made the impulsive decision and you said, no, I'm done with this, I'm done trying. I'm done trying, this marriage is done. I'm done trying, this job isn't meant to be mine. I'm done trying, this is not, I'm not meant to be a parent, right? If you made that impulsive decision, you're already deciding that you're not getting to that result anyway. Imagine how many times you would wonder afterwards what would have been different had you given in. Imagine how different it would be if you allowed yourself to get uncomfortable, if you allowed yourself to sweat a little bit to get that end result. If you allowed yourself to look at different avenues and gotten a little unconventional to figure it out. I don't say that to make it sound easy, friend, because I am literally sitting in the thick of it right now, feeling that right now. I say that because I want you to understand that this decision we can make to call it quits on something that's important to us, to let the overwhelm and the frustration win, that is a permanent decision based on temporary discomfort. That is a permanent decision based on temporary overwhelm. You know you are a smart woman. You know that this overwhelm is not going to exist forever. You're not going to feel exactly how you feel right now forever. I know that there has been a time in your life where you didn't feel this overwhelmed, where you didn't feel this tired, where you didn't feel like this much of a failure, right? Where you didn't feel this frustrated, or you didn't feel this level of emotion. There was a time in your life where you didn't feel like this. There will be a time in your life again where you don't. So what's your decision going to be? What's more important to you? Is it the result, or is it the discomfort? Now here, of course, is a big old disclaimer that I need to slap on there, okay? First of all, there are some things that you need to walk away from. There are going to be some projects, some relationships, some jobs, whatever it is, there are going to be things that you need to walk away from, that you need to pivot away from. This is not one of those things. I really need you to ask yourself, would you be making this decision? Would you be stepping away because it's difficult or because it's no longer aligned for you? Would you be stepping away because it's difficult right now or because that would make your life difficult forever, right? Two very different things. Is it hard right now? Or would this path truly make it hard forever? Get honest with that. Right? There are going to be some situations where, yes, it's time to close this chapter. Yes, it's time to walk away and pivot to something new. That's not what we're talking about here. A temporary solution to a want that you know you're still going to have later. If you've been listening for a while, you know that in the process of getting my current job, I applied 5 million different places. I should have kept track of how many interviews I went to, and I was constantly told, no, no, you're not ready yet, you're not qualified enough, nope, goodbye, over and over and over again. And I could have looked at that situation and I could have said, all right, it's time for me to part ways with this dream. It's time for me to walk away and pivot away from this dream. I knew in the depths of my damn soul, I knew that later I would still want that. Later, I would still want to work in the mental health profession. That wasn't going away. The amount of times I told myself, you know what, I'm just done. I just need to walk away from this. That wasn't based in it being aligned or not aligned for my life. That wasn't based in it truly being a chapter that needed to be over. That was based in me being really uncomfortable and feeling really overwhelmed in this season. Well, that season ended because someone did say yes. And thank goodness they did. But also, thank goodness I gave in instead of giving up. So maybe the even better question here is, if you can look at this season of life, this decision, this challenge, if you're standing at the bottom of that mountain, you can look at that and say, if I walk away from this, am I still going to want it later? If the answer is yes, you're not done yet. You need to give in instead of giving up. If the answer is no, if you can look at the tippy top of that mountain, whatever that result is, and you can say, you know what? I don't think I would want it later. I don't think that mountain is worth climbing for me anymore. It doesn't feel right. Then there's your answer. Pivot to a new one. But I can guarantee that most of the time when you're asking yourself this question, is it time for me to walk away, to give up? This is too hard. I can't handle it. I can almost guarantee that most of the time it's because it's really stressful and uncomfortable and overwhelming right now. Temporarily. Really clinging on to that word. Is this temporary discomfort? If so, you can deal with temporary. I can deal with temporary. The second you tell me that something is not going to last forever, all right, let's go. Let's power through it. Let's do it well. Let's fuel ourselves in a way that we need to be fueled to do the things that we actually need to do. Temporarily. Not forever. That tells me it's not time to give up. It's time to give in. So I'm giving in. And I hope that you will give in to whatever process you need to give into right now. I would love to hear about it. Because I don't know about you, but the second I know that someone else is giving in to a difficult process alongside me, makes everything a hell of a lot easier. So let's give in together. Okay? I love you, my honey head. I will talk to you so soon. Dude, thank you so much for including the kind mind and this freaking weirdo in your growth journey. If you connected with today's episode, I would love to hear about it. So slide on over into my Instagram DMs at Emily and the Kind Mind and let a girl know. Okay, but until then, I will talk to you very soon. I love you so much, and you stay kind to that freaking mind.